Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is aimed at the intersection of loyalty and gift cards. So executives at large merchants and retailers, this might be particularly apropos. We're joined today by Blackhawk's Amy Wright, Vice President of Strategic Relations, Loyalty and Digital Commerce, as well as David Southwell, Head of Strategic Relationship Management, also at Blackhawk. They're joined by Mercator Advisor Group's own Director of Credit Advisory Services, Brian Riley. Brian opens the discussion with an overview of gift cards' ubiquity within the payments ecosystem. Then Amy shares compelling data around consumer gift card preferences, all of which leads to a conversation regarding rewards and their tie-in with loyalty. Our podcast concludes with a look ahead, touching on the new and emerging trends and expectations among younger consumers. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. Brian, would you like to give us a quick overview of the space?
Sure. Thanks, Ryan. You know, when you think of the payment card business, it's really only 50 years old, and it's come a long way as it's been able to address wider audiences. Payments cards started out with credit cards, and they were intended at really an upscale audience. They were very selective in who could get a card, and things began to become a mass market later in the business. Then you saw debit cards come along the way, and debit cards spawned the concept of stored value in cards. And that's an important concept when you're dealing with gift cards. We all know gift cards. If you've gone to a kid's birthday party, you've seen them. If you've gone to a retirement party, you've seen them. And quite often they're the preferred gift that you get. And what stands out about gift cards is that they can be used in so many ways. They can be an incentive. They can be used to bring in new customers and expand things. I read an interesting statistic at the Blackhawk site just in prepping for the meeting. And it talked about 61% of gift cards actually get used for more than the purchase amount. And that purchase amount can cause an overspend of, say, $31. I think the actual number was $31.75. And in the context of gift cards, it really shows a benefit to the merchant. In one way, you're able to circumvent interchange on branded cards if they're store cards, but also the incremental lift is very important. But we've seen very few limitations on how gift cards can be used. There's a lot of creative solutions, and they're really limited to the creativeness of the user. You know, they can be used as incentives, they can be discounted products, and they can even be used for employee benefits. We've even seen them come up during COVID with people getting benefits from getting COVID shots, getting a gift card. And as gas hits $5 and $6 a gallon, we're starting to see grocery chains linking offers for discounted cards at retailers that service gas as an incentive to shop in their store. And as the economy starts to change, this is a really an important concept. You know, we have inflation taking off at record levels. We have interest rates on credit cards climbing and generally an uncertain economy. And that plays into the field of where gift cards can really help propel a business.
So Amy, curious, why are rewards so popular with consumers today? How have they evolved over the past couple of years? And which types of rewards do you see to be as like the best motivators for consumers?
Sure. Well, Brian hit it. Now more than ever, cash is king. And where our economy is headed, everyone is concerned about their finances. And rewards can be a way to not only incent consumer behavior, attract new customers, but also consumers have always seen it as free money when you're talking loyalty programs. So points can be used as discounts. They most often are. So for that reason, cash back has always been king in the realm of loyalty programs. And the next best thing to cash is gift cards, always has been. What we're seeing now in the industry is more and more shift from cash back, which is a fairly informal type of reward, to gift cards, which if done correctly, leads to added value for the consumer, added choice for the consumer, and also an experience. And that is where Blackhawk has really come in and flourished with our multi-merchant cards over the past few years in combination with the pandemic when people couldn't go out. They wanted to be able to give gifts and use gift cards in a different way that not only spoke to their need for additional cash, additional ways to pay for things, but also an experience. So we are meeting the high value and high reward demand of consumers, as well as the need for experience with these multi-merchant cards. For example, we've got a card that is aimed at holidays called Happy Holidays, Retail Therapy, and Let's Eat, just to name a few. So for this reason, gift cards has become more important than ever in the industry. And Blackhawk is meeting those needs and putting a little twist on it by adding an experience or a theme to it. Not only is the content itself and the gift of choice important, but the reward type itself, but also the timing. And this is where the pandemic in particular has really catapulted consumer behavior on steering them into digital. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later in digital gift card and how much that has grown over the past couple of years. But the reward itself, the choice that reward gives people, the high value, cash-like value, and then the timeliness. Those are all now no longer consumer nice-to-haves. They are consumer demands.
Amy brings up some interesting points in the context of gift cards because they can really be used to drive sales. The retained value in the card is very important. When you start thinking about how can it fit into a business at a time when small businesses are trying to recover, large businesses are defending their turf, and in many cases going through a lot of stress within the retail world. And how can you get customers back in the store? And back in the store doesn't mean just in the physical store, but in the virtual market is very important. Going back to how can you create interesting programs on this, one of my favorite pieces as a consumer is where you can actually get a gift for yourself as you're giving a gift. You know, an example that is often used is, you know, spend $100 in a gift card, get a $20 gift card for limited use. And that's got a double appeal. And, you know, it's part of the creative design in building an effective program where I'm getting the value for the customer, but I'm also getting an inherent discount on what I just bought from that transaction. And the benefit to the retailer is he's now got a win with two customers, the recipient of the gift card and the one who was buying the gift card. And that's an important spin on how it can be used. You could also use it to attract new customers, to bring them in the store or bring them to the online site and then get the behavior you want, going back to what we said earlier about the increased spend above the gift card amount. So the important takeaway here is to think of, as you think about the changing economy, the inherent risk of inflation and stressed household budgets, wedging in a program there can certainly be an effective way for a retailer to build their customer base.
David, can you talk to me more about Blackhawk Network's role in the reward space, how you guys help build engagement between clients and between their customers?
Yeah, absolutely. Blackhawk brings brands together. We're the top aggregator of content worldwide, and we partner with the best loyalty programs, which is really good for everyone involved. We talked earlier about people's concerns with inflation and a potential recession. So accessing brands that they love provides a ton of utility. Loyalty members can understand exactly what they can get, when they can get it, and they can monetize their point value sooner, which drives a ton of engagement with the loyalty program. People figure out how to earn more points. They spend more time on the site dreaming about what they can get, versus ignoring the program because they feel like it'll take a long time to get anything or what they get won't be what they want. I think about especially during COVID and uncertain times, people really took inventory of all of their finances and all of the value that they had and really wanted to make sure that they had control of it and were making it work for them. In I think pre-COVID especially, sometimes loyalty programs just got overlooked or put in the closet and not thought about, where this is, COVID's really brought that to the forefront of people's minds. And by delivering this content allows them to, again, get more utility out of their points. The loyalty companies love it because it's a one-stop shop for content and technology and support. They don't have to build out and manage multiple relationships. IT work is made easier. And we also broker robust marketing campaigns that take a lot of time to develop. And the brands love it because it's getting their cards in the hands of the members, which drives foot traffic back in their stores. It drives overspend and overall engagement, as we talked about. So, in fact, loyalty programs supported by Blackhawk have realized double-digit growth for the past several years while reducing their cost and providing consumer-added value. So that's really why we're so interested and excited in this space, and it's really important to us.
You know, as a strategic play, David brings up some interesting points. And when you really put this into context, I would imagine that everyone on this call has experienced the usage of a Blackhawk gift card in one way or another. You know, whether you're going to a kid's birthday party or there's just so many use cases. I know when my daughter was in college and going through a slump of, you know, getting ready for exams, I was able to even give her a digital gift card for an ice cream store that was nearby her school. And it's just one of the use cases that comes in. And when you start being able to apply that in the context of a business strategy, it becomes a very powerful tool.
So, Amy, how does a strong rewards program benefit a business? What can it do?
Sure. Well, as Brian alluded to earlier, loyalty programs have been around for a while, right? There's been a ton of research done, and there's a lot of data to support why they're still around. In fact, Black Hawk Research recently found that 87% of Americans belong to at least one loyalty program. But when we also discovered in that survey that the average consumer actually belongs to six loyalty programs, but they only actively participate in just a few of those. So for a business, it's extremely important to differentiate yourself, to meet the customer where they want to be met, and to keep up with the ever-changing consumer demands and really consumer expectations. So the value of an engaging loyalty program, obviously it's to attract members, new customer acquisition, keep them spending. In banking loyalty spending, it's all about the keeping the customer within your credit card wallet so that you capture all that overspend on your native credit card while rewarding your customers with loyalty and rewards. And obviously, the more engaged customers are less likely to migrate to competitors, which is why it's so important to make sure your gift card program associated with your loyalty rewards program is not only robust in content, relevant in the channel in which the consumer wants to use it, digital, add to wallet, physical, etc. Timely, delivering even physical as fast as possible, because we all have now the Amazon expectation. And then lastly, bringing added value, as we talked about, through marketing and discounting, right? Getting more with your points, and all the while for the business, managing that cost. Because while cash is the most expensive reward for a business, cash back, gift cards is actually third on the cost ladder. So gift cards are a much more appealing reward to give to their consumers than either cashback or travel.
And another advantage of the gift cards is that it can be held within that group that it's established for. So Amy talked before about being able to do multiple merchants within the same gift card. When you issue the gift card, the spend is confined to that, and that's really important. But also when you're looking at designing a program, and you know, this is not something you want to venture on your own. Going with an expert certainly helps the situation. But looking at what are the real objectives here? Are you looking to bring in new customers? Or are you looking to drive specific behavior? And that becomes really important in the program design, so that you're just not, you just don't have a program. You have a program that is targeted with a purpose. And tying that all together can really help created an effective program for your business.
Yeah, Brian, you nailed it. It used to be just have gift cards in your program. Now it's how do you use gift cards to speak in a way that's most engaging and relevant to your particular consumer base? And that's where Black Hawk is really unique in not only the variety of gift cards that we offer in the different mediums, but also the research that we put behind it, our multi-merchant cards that we already talked about, and then the program analytics that we offer our clients to really study, help them study their consumer behavior as it relates to gift cards, which is so important then in bringing program recommendations to keep their consumers engaged and choosing gift cards as a reward.
So last question here, Amy, can you share some of your views on sort of what's coming next in the gift card and loyalty reward space?
Sure. Yeah. So it builds off of this recent research that we also did through Black Hawk Network, where 60% of consumers surveyed found that the idea of using loyalty and reward points to pay for something, or at least partially pay for something, was critical to their loyalty program and their daily life. Last part being very key. And taking that to the next level, we also found that 88% of shoppers now use a digital wallet of some kind. So digital wallets don't just include credit cards. They can include gift cards. And we do enable that here at Black Hawk in partnership with our merchants. So wallets, combining wallets, making currency ubiquitous, whether it's credit card dollars, direct banking dollars, loyalty points, airline miles, and even crypto, all of those currencies, as David said earlier, acting together and being able to be used together at the point of sale for payment is really the next gen of where loyalty is going. And BlackHawk is devoting a lot of resources and financial investment into going there, not only with our clients, but also with the consumers. And just to put an exclamation on that point, by the end of 2022, half of all digital payments will be made using non-traditional payment methods. So again, that research supports customers are seeing currency in all its forms as payment vehicles, and they want to be able to use those together. So what BlackHawk has done currently is enabled at point of sale, a customer can actually, in less than 4 seconds, use their points, their rewards, turn that into essentially currency on the back end through our technologies, and check out with a barcode or a QR code at point of sale, using those points or rewards to fully make their purchase at point of sale or partially offset it. That will then grow in the future into single wallets where currencies can be deposited and used collectively at point of sale. And then third gen is going to be literally point of sales themselves, whether it be online or in store, prompting the option to use your rewards. You'll see this today in a few channels, such as pay with points when you go to check out on Amazon, or occasionally merchants will partner with their credit card, with their bank, to offer the ability to use points to offset their purchase. So that is heading to a enterprise-wide, a market-wide use of points as form of currency.
And further to that, clearly this space is very complicated, very difficult to predict who's going to be where, both for the merchants and for the customers. The customers' expectations are very high. They want to be able to use all of the stored value that they have, whatever that is, wherever they want. And so, again, for merchants, it's difficult to predict or to integrate with every one of the players that are out there because that takes time. And for the loyalty programs, you want to make sure that your program is integrated with the merchants for this purpose. So, again, that's another value that BlackHawk brings. And becoming a one-stop shop where the tech, the support, the relationships are aggregated so that whoever is going to be the leader in this space, merchants are already aggregated with, and the loyalty programs don't have to go out and try and fight for space in every one of the merchants directly.